Normally, of course, we'd be going across now to the Mandarin Palace of David Kuo, but he's not there. He was in a flotation tank after the only deviation from this was the flotation tank after the budget. But today he's on a mountain peak somewhere. He has to have been able to go and meditate. This is a very wise and mystical man. I'm on tape now. This is a recording because earlier I had to leave. Earlier on, I had to leave. I caught the 6:46 boat train from Waterloo, bound for old Constantinople. Mm-hmm. My fellow travellers eyed me with a wild surmise, as if they knew where and to whom I might be journeying. Barely a word passed between us. From Constantinople Harbour, I plied the trade of a one-eyed ship's captain, who took me across the silent... who took me... my passport to the island off the Sarawak Islands, where I was put ashore in a barrel full of perished olives. Before I was just standing like Les Dawson one, I really wanted to get to the church, so I've been put ashore in a barrel full of olives. Before me was Mount Suliman. I climbed for more than 8 hours, and there, at the peak, standing before me he was, inscrutable, serene, and wealthy. I approached. Good morning, David.
Have you come far?
I've travelled... I'll tell you how far I come. I've travelled on the 6:46 boat train from Waterloo, bound for Auckland. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David.
I don't want to interrupt this. You may stay cross-legged. You don't have to open your eyes. But just tell us, what's going on in the financial world?